Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Lesson 37. Today's key sentence is
富士山を見たり、お寿司を食べたりしました。
I watched Mount Fuji, ate sushi, and so on.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna has come back from Shizuoka to her dormitory in Tokyo. Anna is telling dorm mother about her trip.
Let's listen to the skit for lesson 37. The key sentence is
富士山を見たり、お寿司を食べたりしました。
I watched Mount Fuji, ate sushi, and so on.
旅行はどうだった?
富士山を見たり、お寿司を食べたりしました。楽しかったです。
それは良かったわね。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Dorm mother asked Anna.
旅行はどうだった?
How was your trip?
旅行
is a trip.
は
is the particle indicating a topic or the topic marker.
どう
is how. It's an interrogative asking the listener about how things are, or what the listener intends to do.
だった
is the casual form of
でした
which ends a sentence with the past form. It's a question. So, say this sentence with a rising intonation. Anna answers
富士山を見たり、お寿司を食べたりしました。
I watched Mount Fuji, ate sushi, and so on. This is today's key sentence.
Michelle, I noticed this sentence says tari twice.
That's right, Jonathan.
Tari
is used when you cite some examples from among a number of actions. Here, Anna cites two examples. She watched Mount Fuji and she ate sushi from among a number of things she did in Shizuoka.
Okay, I see.
Fuji-san.
Is Mount Fuji.
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action. The verb
見ます
is to watch. Its た form is
見た
watched. You add d after it and say
見たり
So we add d after 見た watched and say 見たり I see.
Yes, it's the same with
お寿司を食べたりお寿司
is sushi or small cakes of cooked rice, seasoned with sweet vinegar and with raw fish on them. The honorific o before sushi makes the word sound polite. The following particle,
o,
indicates the object of an action.
食べたり
consists of the ta form of the verb.
食べます
to eat, which is
食べた
ate, and di.
しました
is the past form of
します
to do. Then let's listen to today's key sentence. I watched Mount Fuji, ate sushi, and so on.
富士山を見たり、お寿司を食べたりしました。
Anna continues.
楽しかったです。
It was fun. I had a good time.
楽しかった
is I had a good time. I enjoyed myself.It is the past form of the adjective.
楽しい
enjoyable, delightful, fun, or pleasant. The dorm mother replies,
それはよかったわね
It was good.
それ
is it. Here, this それ refers to what the listener had just heard from the speaker.
わ
is the topic marker.
よかった
means was good.It's the past form of the adjective.
いい
good. わ in
わね
is used by a woman when she wants to soften what she says. It is used more often by the elderly than the young. ね is a particle you use at the end of a sentence. It indicates the listener's empathy to what the speaker has said. If the listener is a man, he will not use わ. He will just say,
それは良かったね。
Remember that both men and women can say, それはよかったね。
Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 37 again. Today's key sentence is
富士山を見たり、お寿司を食べたりしました。
I watched Mount Fuji, ate sushi, and so on.
旅行はどうだった？
富士山を見たり、お寿司を食べたりしました。楽しかったです。
それは良かったわね。
Now our corner for Teacher's Teacher. This program's supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
I'd like to find out in more detail how we can cite examples using tari.
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, when we cite two or three examples from among a number of actions, we use the ta form of verbs and attach di after each ta form verb in succession. And at the end, we close the sentence by using
します
to do,
しました
did or
したいです
to want to do. In the skit, for example, Anna did many things in Shizuoka. Among them,She takes up two things, that is, she watched Mount Fuji and she ate sushi as examples and mentions them to Dorm Mother. When she speaks of Mount Fuji, she uses the ta form of the verb
見ます
to watch, which is
見た
then adds d to it and says
見たり
Speaking of sushi, she uses the ta form of
食べます
to eat, which is
食べた
and adds d to it and says
食べたり
Altogether, I saw Mount Fuji, ate sushi, and so on is
富士山を見たり、お寿司を食べたりしました
Anna did these and many other things during her trip. If you use tari to list what you do or did, you can imply that you do or did some other things too. Tari also has a different role.If you list a set of opposite actions using tari, you mean you repeatedly do those actions. For example, I go and come back many times is
行ったり来たりします。
I turn it on and off repeatedly is
つけたり消したりします。
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Today's theme is fatigue.
ヘトヘト。
ヘトヘト。Whoever says this must be very tired.
You say
ヘトヘト
when you are really worn out and feel weak. You say this if, for example, you are tired after a long journey.
クタクタ。
You also say
クタクタ。
When you're utterly exhausted and feel as if you had lost all energy. This can also be used when you have boiled something until it becomes shapeless and mushy.
Wow, just talking about these words makes me feel tired.
Yes, and now here's another expression.
ぐったり。ぐったり。
Describes how a person has lost strength because of fatigue or an illness.
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
My souvenir for Dorm Mother is Shizuoka green tea cookies. It was hard to choose. There are tea candies, tea chocolates, and many others. Japanese are keen about devising souvenirs.Did you enjoy lesson 37?
Next time, something unusual happens to Anna, who is usually healthy.
Join us again.
さようなら。